This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new report just recently, December of 2018, that warns America is extremely vulnerable to cyber attacks on its electric infrastructure, power grid infrastructure, and also, of course, EMP attacks and other forms of assaults or bombs or espionage, you know, cyber warfare and so on. Basically, the report says that the American people need to be prepared for 6 months without electricity. 6 months without electricity. That's astonishing, because until now, the American people have been told by government to be ready for 3 days of preparedness. That's the advice from ready.gov. And under the Obama administration, we were all told that 3 days is enough. Just be ready for 3 days of disruptions. And if you cover 3 days, you're good. Well, now we're being told, actually, it's 6 months. And if you believe that that's it, then, you know, you're being lied to by the government. In truth, if the power grid goes down due to an EMP attack, or even various forms of cyber warfare, it could take years for the grid to be largely restored. Years. You need to be ready for 2 to 3 years without electricity. And if you think about what it means to have no electricity, you'll very quickly come to realize that that means, well, let's see, no internet, no computing, no emergency services, no Netflix, of course, no Facebook, but also basically no financial transactions, no banking systems functioning, no ability for grocery stores to get food. All deliveries and logistics will be basically gone. No deliveries of fuel to local gas stations. And besides, the gas station fuel pumps wouldn't work anyway since they run on electricity. Food processing and manufacturing, I mean, everything you can think of goes down. Let's face it, we are a society that runs on electricity. Without electricity, basically everything collapses. So what the report didn't say, but a previous report issued to the government has said, is that in a grid down scenario, they expect up to 90% of the U.S. population to die within the first year or two. Wow. Think about it, though. What happens when the city of Los Angeles loses electricity and you can't get water and you can't get food and you really don't have any emergency services? Logistics are all shut down. Financial transactions are gone. What happens? Well, yeah. Could you get a 90% die-off of the citizens of Los Angeles? Sure you could. Chaos, starvation, and disease. I mean, if it's happening nationwide, when the rest of the country can't come save Los Angeles. Los Angeles, you're on your own. And Los Angeles is a city built in a desert. And it's a city with a very high proportion of gangs, gang violence and criminals, and a lot of illegals there as well, who are, many of them are routinely carrying out criminal acts, activities, you know, such as illegal drugs and weapons and prostitution and child trafficking and things like that. So cities like Los Angeles would collapse very quickly and result in a very high die-off rate that many people would just be astonished, you know, to understand. Makes me think about these cities and states that are passing all these gun restrictions and gun magazine restrictions, like New Jersey has made it illegal to have a magazine that carries over 10 rounds. Well, of course, in a collapse scenario, all the bad guys are going to have 30-round mags for their ARs. But you, as a law-abiding citizen, you're limited to 10 rounds. So the bad guys can outshoot you 3-1. Unless you're like a super fast reloading person, even then you have to carry all those extra mags. It's insane. It's insane that the lawmakers in these states are setting up a situation where the criminals control everything and the law-abiding residents are killed. Of course, that's part of communism. And that's what the Democrats really want, is communism. They despise America, obviously, and they don't want citizens to be able to defend themselves against anything that goes wrong. So in any case, getting back to the main report here, it turns out that society is built on these efficiencies. And these efficiencies involving manufacturing and delivery and logistics and so on, these efficiencies are all dependent on computing systems that run on electricity and very circuit heavy, you know, the integrated circuits. Your mobile phone is a massive computer, actually. In the 1970s, that computing power would have required billions of dollars and rooms full of gear. Now it's in the palm of your hand and it costs less than $1,000. It's almost a supercomputer, according to the definition in the early 1980s. But all these computers have created dependence, where society relies so much on all of these systems. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it's important to realize that the average person can't even drive home without a GPS if they're somewhere unfamiliar. They don't know how to read maps. They don't know how to navigate. They don't know how compasses work or even how to use one. Without GPS, they're lost. Without 911, they have no means to defend themselves. And without routine deliveries at the grocery store, they have no food because they've never stored any food. A lot of these young millennials, they eat out all the time. They have like less than a day's worth of supplies in their apartments. And they are not prepared for anything out of the ordinary. And they will go down very quickly when bad things happen, like a loss of power grid infrastructure. What's even more astonishing about this is that the government is doing nothing to protect the power grid from attack. I mean, nothing. They're not hardening the power grid infrastructure against EMP weapons, for example, which could be done at a cost of only a couple of billion dollars. But they're not doing it. I guess it's almost like they want the grid to go down. They want America to be thrust into chaos. There's something about today's bureaucrats where they're just, it's like they can't wait to see America destroyed. They're sickos. And of course, they're just setting us up for that. But they've got their own massive underground caves and continuity of government plans, you know, COG. They've got massive supplies. You know, they can live 10 years underground and then reemerge and claim control over whoever's still alive. But they don't seem to care much about the rest of us, do they? It's crazy. But look, read my website, collapse.news, for more details on this. And, you know, stay informed and be ready. Survival.news is another website, survival.news, where we cover survival gear, survival strategies, things that you can do to stay alive, even when very bad things happen. So read up. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.